Hi, welcome to the High School Basketball Happenings Podcast, a podcast that candidly discusses all the hot topics taking place in the high school basketball world. We are your co-hosts, Zane Motani and Paul Biancardi. Today on the podcast, we are lucky to be joined by Derek Lively. Derek is a 2022 player who plays at Westtown School in Pennsylvania. He's from Belfonte, Pennsylvania. This summer, Derek averaged 8.4 points a game on 57% shooting, 6.7 rebounds a game, and 3.7 blocks per game, playing for team final on the EYBL circuit. He is one of the fastest stock risers in the ESPN rankings and one of the fastest stock risers that we've seen in recent years. A couple of years ago, he announced he would play his college basketball at Duke. And Derek is the number two ranked prospect in the ESPN class of 2022 rankings.
Derek, welcome to the High School Basketball Happenings Podcast.
Glad to be here. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, let's rewind a little bit. A couple of weeks ago, you made a huge decision, decided to go to Duke. Walk us through the process leading up to that big decision.
Well, you know, it was just a big communication throughout me and my mother, just speaking about where do we see is the best fit for me. And just whenever we got to Duke, it was just between the relationship that I had with the coach and just always just seeing Duke basketball growing up, that also played a pretty good part in the decision of going to Duke. And also, I also want to pursue a Duke education because throughout my future, that is something that I believe I will need to have throughout my future.
Awesome. Awesome. Speaking of your mom, she was a great player at Penn State, and she works at Penn State now. What was her influence on you when it comes to the game of basketball?
She's just always been someone I could turn to from when it comes to after practice, after a game, or just if I have a question in my head about basketball. She's just always someone that I could ask a question or just ask for some guidance so that I could just be stepping in the right direction instead of just either doing the wrong thing or not even doing something that's legal in the game of basketball.
Derek, let's go back to your Duke commitment. What's been maybe the most surprising thing about how your life has changed since you made the announcement in a way that you didn't necessarily expect 3 weeks ago?
I would definitely have to say the support that I'm getting from the Duke Nation, from just anyone that I've known just growing up or just from meeting, just even having a conversation with. It's just everyone's just so supportive and just it feels like they're with me with my ride and they're with me for my journey. So it definitely feels good after that commitment, hearing everyone backing me up. So it feels great.
So those Duke fans are those alumni are very, very passionate about their basketball and students.
No, they are relentless, not passionate. There's a difference. Hey, Derek, you're 7-1 now?
I mean, right now I would say I'm probably 7-2. Okay. Maybe a little more than that. But
you grew an inch since the commitment, huh?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I haven't been measured in so long, so I can't wait to get measured.
What's the hardest thing about being 7'2"?
Just fitting in everyday life. You don't fit anywhere. You don't fit in clothes. You don't fit in cars. You don't fit under door frames. You barely fit in just a classroom. So it's just adapting to just your surroundings and knowing how to control your body without being all over the place is definitely something you got to be good at.
How'd you become so comfortable in your own skin at that size?
Well, I mean, whenever I was younger, I definitely couldn't control my body. I was leaving my limbs all over the place and I couldn't control myself. So it definitely took a lot of just repetition and just time of just working on either footwork, core work, or just overall mobility of just being a 7-footer and just trying to move well is something that's hard to do.
Well, you gave some great descriptions there for all us guys that are like 6'2". Hey, you played at a prestigious high school for a great coach in Seth Berger. You play for team final. Guys won the Peach Jam this year. Director Rob Brown and company. What's it like to play with, you know, a guy like Jalen Duren, you know, just on the court? What's he like, and what's he like off the court?
Just on the court, he's a monster. Yeah, he always is dependable, and you can just go to him whenever the moments is needed. Off the court, he's one of the most good knowing and just easygoing guys you're going to meet. He just loves to relax and just have fun, just like most other hoopers. It's just once you find that time off the court, you just try to enjoy it as much as you can.
So he's pretty easygoing off the court, and you guys play so well off of each other on the court. Where did that chemistry come about?
I mean, just since knowing each other since like seventh or eighth grade, is just and seeing each other growing up and watching our games, I feel like we've just kind of known what each other likes to do and what each other is good at. So I guess we're good at influencing each other's games.
Well, that's awesome. You guys were incredible down at the Peach Jam Bubble in July.
For sure.
Dick, I have a question about the Peach Jam Bubble. So you're wearing a team final shirt right now. I have a question about Peach Jam, but maybe off the court. So you all were there for multiple weeks, very limited fans or no fans, testing every other day. You know, you guys played all the way to the championship game. So you had a lot of games, but you also had a lot of downtime as well. What was the most interesting or unique thing about having so much downtime, being largely quarantined, not being able to, you know, connect and mingle the way that you traditionally would at tournaments? So what was the Peach Jam experience like completely off of the games that you played?
I would just have to say, like, the bonding that you can do with your team off the court is there really was just nothing like Peach Jam. Just being around your team all day, every day, and eating meals with them, waking up with them, going to sleep, like, doing everything with them just makes the team better and makes the bond and the chemistry better on and off the court.
In your mind, Derek, what are some of the qualities that a basketball player needs to have to be a great teammate?
Well, I would definitely say just adaptability. You have to be unselfish, and you can't be a me mentality. It has to be a we mentality. You got to look for a team success, not your own success.
Great words. We're going to cut that up and make that a post. I can tell you that right now. And for the next group of recruits that are coming up the ranks, now that you've been through it, what's your advice to them?
Take your time. It's your decision. It's not anyone else's decision. You do what feels right for you and make sure that no one else makes your decision. This is the only decision you're going to have in life. So make sure it's the one that you're going to like the most.
Awesome. Thank you. And thank you for joining the High School Basketball Happenings podcast. We're going to follow you this year at Westtown High School. And then obviously, when you get to Duke. Thanks so much for joining us.
Sounds good. It was a pleasure to come.
All right. Thank you for listening to this episode of the High School Basketball Happenings podcast. You can subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast listening platform. If you have any topics of interest that you'd like for us to discuss in our next episode, please tweet us at Paul Biancardi, at Zane Motani.